Good morning. It is the last day of September. We've got some baseball and some football today. Let's jump into the baseball real quick and move on to the football. And then we'll have some big ones tomorrow. A lot of games, I should say. All right. So Philadelphia and Washington. This is interesting because Philadelphia can't get out of their own way. They have the playoffs in their sights and they've lost five in a row. Three of them to the Cubs. Wow. So now they move on to the road at Washington Nationals. They've been on the road at Chicago. Now they move to Washington. There's a lot of reasons to like Philadelphia in this game, and there's no reasons to like Washington in this game. This is a setup for contrarian play to go against the streak. This is a good team going against the losing streak, so we got to take that. There's two ways to play it. You can take the money line. It's moving up. We can take the run line. They should be able to win this one on the run line, I think. So that's the right play probably there. I don't know what to think about the total here because Philadelphia hasn't been scoring runs. I do expect them to break out here, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will. The pitching performance of Fetty of Washington is nothing to write home about. Bottom line, split it up. Take half on the money line, which is an expensive one. You're not going to see me recommend that much, and that's why I'm going to do the other half on the run line. Basically bringing the average vigorish down. So half on the money line, half on the run line for Philadelphia. That's game one. I'm not interested in game two at this point. They haven't finalized the pitching matchup, although I think it'll be Syndergaard versus Anibal Sanchez. I don't really want to bet on Syndergaard here, although I don't want to bet against Philadelphia in that situation. The only other baseball game of value to me is the White Sox visiting the Padres. I'm going to take the Padres to win on the money line behind Yu Darvish, but I'm going to do it in the same game parlay. So San Diego to win an under 11.5 for the game. I don't want to pay the juice standalone on that one. I do think the extra risk on getting the under 12 is minimal compared to the extra risk on possibly losing the game, because San Diego hasn't exactly been blowing it up on the way to the playoffs either. All right, let's move on to college football. All right, so we're going to go through Friday's games here of what's valuable. I was tempted to take Washington against UCLA. I just don't think so. UCLA, the home team, getting points. Yeah, Washington's a better team at this point in time. I'm just going to ignore that one. All right, so what am I doing? San Diego State at Boise State. Now, Boise State just fired their offensive coordinator after poor showing in their last game. Poor showing for the whole season, really. You know, the quarterback then announced he's going to transfer. Who knows? He probably wanted to obviously play with that specific coordinator, and now he thinks he's out. I don't think the new coordinator is necessarily going to be running the ball down people's throats. I think he's going to air it out. But a little nervous here on the crossover. So what I'm going to, I like San Diego State plus 6.5. I'll cut to the chase. I like them a lot plus 6.5. They could win this game based on the upheaval in Boise. That being said, sometimes these young guys might respond to a coaching change like this and get it together. It's harder to say than it's an unpredictable game. So what I'm doing here is I'm going to take half of what one unit, half, on San Diego plus 6.5. I'm also going to take half of a unit, actually one unit under 39, but since you're probably not going to be able to get that anymore, then half a unit if it's anything down to under 38, half a unit. 38.5 on the under, half a unit. If you can get it at 39 and you're not paying more than minus 115, then one unit. Once you have to start paying too much, you should consider whether you really want that 39. It is a fairly important number. I will take one unit also on this game on the same game parlay. So, as I mentioned, I don't typically like to play a lot of college same game parlays because there's too many variables, but yet here I did. I'm going to have two of them today and had one yesterday. That one lost, by the way, keeping that in mind, although it took a little bit of Murphy's Law for that one to lose on us, as we had the BYU minus 16.5 and over 54.5. And then they gave up a garbage touchdown at the end. Actually, they had a chance to score more on their own. Two drives down in the red zone against their opponent, Utah State. And they basically, of course, were just trying to run out the clock because they had the game won. And their idea is to win the game, not cover somebody's spread. So, yeah, anyway, we lost that one because of the last-minute junk. But that's part of the game. We know that if you have a lead, you're not necessarily going to try to expand it. So that's how it goes. All right, so what are we doing in this one? San Diego plus 10.5 and under 48.5 at the minus 110 for one unit. Now we pass that 7-point and that 10-point line with this teased number. And we get it all the way up to 48.5. And I'm talking about that 38 to 39 range. So we got another 10 or so points there. So that's worth it. That's worth a good unit for me. If I was to pick a number, a game on the, pick a total on this, score on this, I would say 21-17 Boise, just to be safe. But there's a lot of variables available on this. There really is. All right. Now let's go with the final game. I'm going to look at UNLV at home against New Mexico. The Running Rebels are 4-0 in the season. They'll be 5-0 after tonight. I was very, very tempted to take over 43.5. Very tempted. Actually, let me rephrase that. I was taking over 43.5. I did my final walkthrough, looked at the money distribution in this game, and it's not good at all for an over. It doesn't mean that I'm not right on over 43.5, but most people don't think I am. The numbers moved down from 45.5, so that means money's moving towards the under. More importantly, it's even more interesting, is that two-thirds of the bets are on the over. So two-thirds of the bets are on the over, but the line's moving down. That is not something I choose to go against. So here's what I'm doing. I like UNLV to win this game, yes. I like them to cover the 14. I wouldn't want to do the 14.5, but I like the 14. Just a little bit of security, but not enough that I feel like I want to put anything on there. But what do I like? Well, here's where I said the second same game parlay for the day. So I'll take Las Vegas, and actually it's two, but it's one bet. I'll take Las Vegas, UNLV, minus 6.5. So we'll just bonus ourselves a touchdown and a hook there. So now a 7-point victory gives us a win there. And I will go over 38.5 going against that money. But again, they're happy with 39, 40, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all wins for them on the underside. So I'll take that Vegas minus 6.5 and over 38.5. But because I got that little bit of a warning shot there, the warning shot over my head, that the under might be the way to go, I'll take the other half of this bet on Las Vegas minus 6.5 and under 51.5. 51.5 is a fairly key number. You can get it at around the minus 110 range. So Vegas win by a touchdown and under 51.5 for the other half of that. Let's look at this game. Let's just say it comes in 31-17 then. So we'll get the middle of that. It's over my 43.5 that I wanted. It's under the 51.5, etc. There is an outside button. This is why I really like the over. There is an outside chance. I had this as a possibility of New Mexico losing, but scoring 21 points and UNLV scoring 34, which didn't, of course, give me that 14.5, which is why I didn't really love it. So there is an option out there in my mind, in my numbers. Scenario, we'll put it, where this is a 34-21 game, 55. That's not under 51.5. Not at all. And again, that's why I like the over 43.5 as a standalone bet. 31-17, I also like as an over 43.5 standalone bet. But again, it's pretty dangerous when you see two-thirds of all bets coming in on one side, which is over, but the number moving down. That means there's some significantly larger bets coming on the under, and I'm just not willing to go against that today. So that's it. Good luck.